Wake Up Tucson, we got to go right to the phones, part of our Census 2020 series. We have Mark Clark from Pima Council on Aging. Mark, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Is it always Rat Pack Friday on The Voice?
Oh, no. We move around. Right, we have No-Jo Jazz Thursdays. Sometimes we do, you know, all the greatest group in the world, Yes. So we do all Yes sometimes. We do it all. That's all. We're very, very, very varied.
All right.
We do NPR Fridays where it's either, you know, Dave Brubeck or classical. We can do that too. So,
hey.
So if you can think of a good Rat Pack request before you come off the air with us, let us know. Okay.
Definitely play it for you.
Okay.
Mark, for people who just moved here from Orlando, Florida yesterday, please remind everyone about the Pima Council on Aging. What do you guys do? How long you've been doing it?
So Pima Council on Aging is what's called the Area Agency on Aging here in Pima County. We've been around since 1967. There are 622 area agencies on aging all over the country. And we're sort of responsible for everybody 60 years of age and older, and all of those folks who take care of them, love them, provide support to them. So we're all about all things older adults.
And during this current COVID thing, what are some of the things you guys are hyper focusing on right now? Because of course the more seasoned folks are definitely more susceptible to what's going on. So what's going on in your world right now?
Well, just a phenomenal amount of stuff going on in our world. Beginning in mid-March, let me start over. our biggest concern is nutrition, because nutrition is health, especially for older adults, certainly for everybody. We have all got to eat, but nutrition is such a vital part of health for older adults that, and so we fund the Pima Meals on Wheels program. We're delivering meals now 7 days a week of lunches to people, to about a little more than 900 folks every day are having lunch. And then prior to mid-March, about 325 people were having lunch in one of 12 different locations in the county, a hot lunch at a senior center, a neighborhood center, or a parks and rec facility, something like that. In mid-March, all of those facilities closed, and so we had to come up with a way to get those lunches, because like 85% of those people tell us that's their main hot meal of the day. So working with partners like the City of Tucson and Pima County Parks and Rec and Catholic Community Services, Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest, who operate those programs for us, and also La Posada at Park Center, and TMC for Seniors, we actually have converted those now to grab-and-go locations. So older adults are going in a couple of times a week and picking up frozen meals now. And for folks who didn't have transportation, reliable transportation, to be able to pick up and take home those meals, we're delivering meals to those folks as well.
The
nutrition's a huge issue.
What just over the last few years before, you know, what's going on now, what was the numbers of people that PCOA was serving? What's the trend line for the population that you guys are serving over the last 4 or 5 years? What do you think?
Well, of course, people are aging. Older people are becoming a larger percentage of people in our society. And, you know, Pima County, something just a little under 20% of the population is 60 years of age and older. We tend to think we're one of the really older parts of the country, and we certainly are. We're by no means the oldest, although back in 2013, Forbes magazine listed the Tucson Metropolitan Statistical Area as the third most aged statistical area in the country, large area. And those numbers continue to increase as baby boomers are aging. Numbers are going up. I have to say, we were pretty much operating at maximum capacity in terms of our funding prior to this crisis. We're now in the process of figuring out how to ramp up. Luckily for us, congressional stimulus, or not stimulus, well, I guess they call it stimulus, don't
right.
they? Some of those congressional funding have included dollars for Older Americans Act programs, which is what PCOA operates. And so we're right now expanding our meal delivery programs. In addition to meals, we also are providing in-home support services to about 1,100 or 1,200 individuals in the community who maybe need somebody to come into their house and help them with bathing or linen changing, running errands. We certainly are hearing from a large number of people who are very concerned about their ability to get their hands on toilet paper and other personal hygiene and household cleaning items. Folks needing assistance with shopping, all of those sorts of things. We're also getting a lot of calls on our helpline at 790-7262 about stimulus checks. People are calling us up and wanting to know what's going on with that check, when can they expect it, what do they need to do if it's not showing up, those sort of questions.
The one thing you know, of course, when the IRS tells you to go to the where's my payment thing, every time anyone does it, it seems like that information is not available now. So thank you for thanks for playing, as we say in the old game shows.
So we've got up on our website at pcoa.org, we've got a link for our own customized COVID-19 information sheet. It's a great place to go for looking for information if people need that. That's, again, pcoa.org.
We're talking to Mark Clark. He's the head honcho, as we call him, at the Pima Council on Aging. I got one last question, then we'll talk census. What percentage of the seniors that you're in Pima County do we know are living near or below poverty level, the federal poverty level? What does that number look like?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't have that number sitting right in front of my head, but my guess is it's probably pretty close to probably pretty close to 20% of older adults are economically challenged.
Okay.
There's no question that we have a pretty high poverty rate in Pima County, and we certainly talk to older adults every day who are trying to figure out how to live on, you know, basic Social Security income. That's one of the challenges, I think, is, you know, people were told to stock up, but we're talking about older adults who are having enough trouble just sort of keeping their heads above water on a daily basis. How do you go out and buy a month worth of toilet paper?
Sure. Real quick, I don't want to run out of time because we're supposed to talk. I'm fascinated about what you guys are doing right now. Census 2020, this has got to be, you know, the timing on this for a lot of things is bad, but this COVID thing, but it's got to be bad for what's going on in the world of census.
Well, it's definitely bad. And, you know, I've been talking about those stimulus dollars and the Older Americans Act funding, which supports what we do at PCOA, that older, those dollars all are coming to Pima County based on population numbers. And so if people don't respond to the census, and right now I think in Pima County we're doing a little better than the state. The number I just pulled off the census website is 47% of Arizonans have responded to the census. Down here in Pima County, 51%, so we're a little better, have responded to the census. But if people don't respond, we lose dollars, and they go somewhere else. And frankly, we need every dollar we can get our hands on from the federal government to come to this community to provide support to older adults and children and everybody else. And so that census response, people can go to 2020, that's 2020census.gov. They can fill out, as you probably know, you've been talking, census is an online process.
Yep.
Now, they'll send out enumerators. And they were really planning on starting to send those folks out to knock on doors, I think, here pretty soon, certainly in the early summer. I understand. I think I saw something in my email inbox just the other day that said that they're now thinking those folks aren't going to go out until the late summer. But, you know, help everybody out and go to 2020census.gov. You should have gotten, and you may still get, a letter from the census that will have your own personal ID number in it. You go to the website and enter that number, and it's real easy. I did it on Census Day.
Hey, Mark, we're running out of time. Best of luck. Keep doing the good work.